Thank you, Mr. Vice President, Excellencies, esteemed delegates. Allow me to thank this esteemed Council, Your Excellencies, and honored delegates for your engagement and interest in the human rights situation in Somalia. Our government is committed to the protection and promotion of human rights. As stated, we have many challenges and we need the support of our international partners in peace to ensure we are able to implement major objectives as stated in our national human rights roadmap. We have achieved a lot and we have a long way to go. We are at the same time rebuilding the entire state, fighting crippling terrorism, and working hard to promote and protect human rights. On top of all these, this year, 2016, is promising to be a historic year for Somalia as we prepare for the election of the second post-transition parliament and the president. I believe it's safe to say that we are very busy. Please bear with us as we walk the long road to full recovery. All your recommendations we have heard, this interest, we will take them into the consideration and deliberate on them. It's important to emphasize that Somalia is more than willing to act for human rights, but we lack capacity. We therefore argue all those advancing us on this issue to also work with Somalia and assist our government to implement our human rights programs. I would like to give a special thanks to the troops contributing countries, also those countries who support Somalia in all areas, but specifically in the area of human rights. Once again, thank you all of you for your time and your valuable contribution to this dialogue. Thank you.